Praise his holy name. Thank God for all of you. I thank the Lord for all the healings he has done during the course of the year. And whether the healings were by miracle for the glory of God, or whether they were healings because of medical aids or whatever it was, however it worked, if you had a condition that you don't have now, God healed you.
Yes, he did.
If it's even something that you had that your body just healed by itself, like a cold or something like that, the qualities of the properties of healing and the regenerative capabilities that these bodies have, God gave them to us.
Amen.
And even if you're able to use some sort of antibiotic or this or that or whatever, there are no elements in the earth that God did not create.
Amen.
And if you were able to use some sort of anti-inflammatory, whatever it is, it's made from something that came from God.
Amen.
Whether it be herbal and just straight out of the ground, like some medications are herbal, or whether it be something that was put together in a lab, still, man has never created one single atom.
Amen.
Not one single cell. Everything that's in the earth, we might change them around, and some of the things we change around and use them for evil.
Yes,
atomic power for evil.
Yes.
It would serve a great purpose. I noticed in America, since Three Mile Island some years ago, 20, 30 years ago, America stopped building atomic generators for electricity, and they want to keep using coal because that keeps a lot of the people in the central part of the country, those kind of people, keeps them working.
Yeah.
And they keep their kind of people in politics. But really, America would do a lot better if we had nuclear power sources, and and it would be cheaper.
Yes.
But the people who make money love making money, so they don't mind seeing you pay more so they get more. But regardless of that, everything that we use, even though, and I say that to say this, because we could be using nuclear power for energy instead of using nuclear power for bombs.
Amen.
So it's something that God gives, and everything, nothing to be refused. If God created it, then it is good for us. He gave it to us. So what about the tree of good and evil? He didn't eat that on earth because he could see you couldn't leave that alone. You were never going to come to a point where you could handle it being anywhere where you could get to it. So he just took it on back to heaven with him when he shut the garden down. And, you know, and millions of trees in the garden, and just one that you ought not touch, and hey, they managed to touch that one.
That's right.
So, you know, that's the way we are.
That's the way we are, yeah.
And really, that's the way it is about sin. There's just so much you can do in God. There's so many things you can do in God that are not in sin, and yet the thing that people like to do is sin. They can do anything else and be anywhere else and just go on and on and on and on, but you know, it doesn't seem to draw them unless it's sin. And I understand that too, because once Adam fell and sin came into us, you know, darkness loves darkness, and the world loves its own, and sin loves sinful people. So there's a draw. But I want to talk about tonight, and I think Peter, for a few minutes, and I had a thought today, and I thought it was for later on, and then I said, well, maybe it's for tonight. We'll see what the Lord will say. In 1 Peter, I want to encourage everybody tonight. I don't have anybody tonight who's not in God. And I want everybody in God to stay in God. Don't call T. Angela to make sure she's okay, because she was on earlier. I want to encourage everybody tonight. If you're in God, stay in God.
Amen.
If you're in God, stay in God. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 3. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, according as his abundant mercy, hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, or lined up for you, or kept for you. I want to look in Romans Romans. And 6 or 8 chapters, 1 to 2. Romans 6 or 8. And I guess it's Romans 8. Yeah, Romans 8 and Romans 8 and verse number 18. And this verse, Paul speaks of being taken from, I think Isaiah, one of them. Romans 8 and 18. But I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. And then he says in another place, and I need to find the other one. It's another place where Paul says, I have not seen, neither have ear heard. Where is that at? The things that God hath in store for us. And I was thinking that's what that scripture said, but it isn't. Although I like that one. That one works. Let's see.
1 Corinthians 2:9,
she said. Let's try that. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, yes, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. And then I think it's in Timothy, another one. Paul says, and I'm looking at Timothy to see if it's there. And this one, in Timothy, 2 Timothy 4:8, he says, in 2 Timothy 4:8, and I'll give you time to get there. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
Yes.
What?
Second Timothy 4:8.
Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but all them also that love his appearing. And then I like what Jesus said in John, the 14th chapter. John chapter 14, and let's see, I think it's in John 14, yes it is, John 14 and 2, in my Father's house are many mansions, if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Then, let's look at Matthew for a moment, and Jesus is speaking. And Matthew, I think about chapter 6 or so. And Peter is saying to him, Lord, we have forsaken all. Anybody know where that is? It's in Matthew. And he tells him, he says, not only shall you have all these, but you'll also have, oh, eternal life. And I want to read that one too. No man that hath left father, or mother, or brother, or sister, and all those. He said, but
Matthew 19:27.
Matthew 19:29. Yeah. Matthew 19:29. And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or fathers, mothers, wives or children or land for my name's sake shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. Shall inherit everlasting life. And the one in Luke says the same thing, only says it says in this lifetime shall have inherit everlasting life. So when we, for all of us who are saved, I need to read another one. I need to go to Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19. And I got this one. I might have this one on my iPad. Yeah, Revelation 19 and 9. And he says unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are true sayings of God. And I need another one. I need the one where Jesus says, and I think it's in Luke. There's a reason why I'm reading these. Just stay with me. It's in Luke, and Jesus tells them about One of these days I'm going to learn to manipulate my iPad and I want to flip to my Bible for it. But I'm more comfortable doing that. And let's see. About Luke, he says to all them, I'm not going to eat and drink with you anymore. And I was reading it this afternoon. At the Last Supper. I can see the Corinthians, but I hate it when I'm up here because when I'm at home and studied, I can look right down and see everything. When I'm up here, I can't see anything. In Luke chapter 22
16.
And verse 16.
Yes.
You don't need to say it after I found it.
Oh, well, almost time.
Luke chapter 22 and 16.
Verse.
For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And there's another one that says that he won't eat with them. Now, the reason why I had you read all these is because I'm looking at these going back to Peter when it talks about all these things that are reserved and. And this is a short message. And so far, I've read that. I got one. I said one more, didn't I? The last one's in 20. Revelation 20. And verse number 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Yes.
Revelations 20 and 15. Whosoever was not found in the written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And I was thinking about today, when we preach and teach the gospel, we go out and witness to people, what we're doing really is advertising for God.
Yes.
And we're asking them to come to God, and we offer them, and it's like you see the verses on television, and all these things are added. First of all, you get all the blessings that are in the earth, houses and land, and all these different things. And then you have all these things that God has offered. Bishop Bruner preaches a lot about eternal life and what will happen during eternal life, and I really enjoy it. If you haven't had a chance to look at some of his seminars or get his book, you should. But there's so many great and precious promises, Paul says, in another place. Good and precious, yes. Great and precious promises, yes, that he makes us. And we've looked at them. I mean, I wasn't just indiscriminately turning pages. I've looked at them. There's a crown. There's a mansion.
Yes.
I'm going to be at a banquet feast with everybody there. Yes. I'm going to be changed from mortal to immortal. I'm going to have eternal life. And then there are just a whole lot. There's so many other things going on.
Yes.
It's beyond our imagination. And it's like anything else when they're making a pitch and they tell you, call now. This offer is not going to last. I would say to you, this offer is not going to last either, because when Jesus comes back, this offer is going to be done.
Amen.
And he says, you know, and they'll tell you all the benefits and the things you get out of being there. Now, tonight, if you're saved and your name is there, then yes, I just showed you Revelation. Your name is in the book, so you escaped the lake of fire.
Amen.
Because your name is in the book.
Oh, yes.
But I want you to know tonight, as we look at this, I want you to look at that book as being, it's like when we make our hotel reservations for General Assembly or whatever. If you want a room, you have to make a reservation, and you, yeah, and they put your name down, and you got to make a deposit.
Yeah.
In order to get a reservation, you got to give them a credit card number and do all those things.
Yeah.
And in God, it's not so much you have to make a deposit, but you do have to make a commitment.
Yes.
And when you do that, Peter is saying, he says that we have these, there's nothing going to happen if you make a reservation in a hotel or an airplane or whatever, there's nothing going to happen to the hotel. But if you don't make your deposit or if you don't show up on time, you lose your reservation. And I want to say to everybody tonight, you have a reservation in heaven. Your name is already written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Your mansion's reserved.
Yes.
Your place at the banquet table is reserved.
Yes.
Your crown is reserved.
Yes. Yes.
Everything you need, your eternity is reserved. Yes. It's all there and much, much more.
Yes.
And I want to say to you, don't lose your reservation.
Yes, yes, amen. Yes.
Don't lose your reservation.
Amen.
Don't let, you know, don't cancel your reservation.
Amen.
Don't let it go away. You know, when we do a lot of things and we get busy and all those, you have so much time to respond. And they'll check from time to time when I make medical appointments and things to see if I'm still coming. And
yeah.
God checks us from time to time to see if we're still coming.
Yeah.
And if they can't find you, you're somewhere where you can't be found.
Yeah.
Then when you call back and say, hey, I'm on my way, they said, well, we tried to contact
you.
But we couldn't get hold of you, so we canceled your reservation. And you don't want to be one of those that shows up before the great white throne judgment, and you're saying, where's my house? And God is going to say, we tried to contact you.
Yeah.
We sent a preacher to preach to you.
Yeah.
We sent the Holy Ghost to tell you that your resume, we weren't sure you were coming. And we gave you a certain amount of time and said, if you don't contact us soon, we're going to cancel your reservation. And you didn't worry about it. Now you show up and the marriage feast is full.
Yeah, amen.
All right.
And we'll open the book just to make sure we're not wrong. And we'll see if your name is in the book to make sure. And yes, we've gone through the book from A to Z and every other alphabet in between, and your name's not in here anywhere.
Yeah, amen.
Says, but when I was 6 and 7, I made my reservation. And when I was 18 and 19, I was in church, and I was on fire for God, and I loved the Lord, and I wouldn't let nothing take me away. And they're going to say, yes, you had a reservation, but by the time you turned about 20, 25, you canceled your reservation. Well, how did I do that? Says, well, you know, we found out, you know, you weren't living holy. You didn't qualify anymore.
Yeah, amen.
So we took you out the book.
Yeah, that's right.
Canceled your reservation.
Canceled your reservation.
And we checked from time to time to see if you were still coming.
Yeah, amen.
And we sent you a message from time to time saying to you, this is what you need to do if you're still coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is how it needs to be if you're still coming. You need to let us know. In other words, we need to hear from you from time to time to let us know that you still want that mansion.
Yeah.
We need to know from time to time that you still want that crown. But since we didn't hear from you, you know, we didn't see a need in keeping your mansion. So we gave that away. And since we didn't hear from you, you had a crown, but every so often we look at all the crowns to see if they still have belonged to anybody. And the crowns that don't belong to anybody, we take them and we put them back in the smelter and we make new crowns.
Amen. Yeah.
You canceled your reservation.
Yes.
You stopped living holy, canceled your reservation.
Yes.
Name's not in the book anymore. Canceled your reservation.
Yes.
Eternal life, canceled.
Yes.
Mansion, canceled.
Canceled.
Banquet feast. We had a placard for you, but then we found out you weren't coming. We took it off the table.
Yes.
We had a robe for you, but we found out you weren't coming, so we sent it back to the heavenly tailors.
Yes.
We were prepared for you, but then when you told us you weren't coming,
yes,
then we just went ahead and made reservations for somebody because we can always find somebody who wants
to come. Amen. Yes.
We can always find, you know, if you look at this book, it's full of names. Somebody wants to be here.
Amen.
And when you said you weren't interested any longer, we canceled your reservation. What you don't want to do, because he says it's reserved for me.
Yes, that's right.
It's there now.
Yes.
My mansion is there now.
It's
you know, he says in this, an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled. In other words, God's not going to change his mind about it.
Yeah.
And that faith is not aware and it's reserved for you in this condition, who are kept by the power of God until, through faith until salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. For all of you who will be kept by the Holy Ghost, in other words, you got to stay in touch.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is how you stay in touch.
It doesn't matter if you were close to God for 20 years. When you leave, you leave. And then the other thing is, Elder Smith, so you come up and here you are. Here you are. And in the last days, when you come up, you say to him, here comes Chandra. She says, but I have a reservation number. So you have a reservation. I do. Because when I was 6, 7, 8, 9, I got my reservation. And I kept the number. It was in the back of my Bible. I looked at it last week. It was my baptism certificate. It was my whatever it was. It was my, I was on a junior. I have a reservation number. And they'll say to you, but no, that number is no longer valid. Because it's canceled. So what do I need to do now? Say, well, you need to make a new reservation.
All right.
We have to sign you a new reservation number. Can I use my old one when I used to sing in the choir? No. Can I use the one I used when I used to be on the usher board? No. Yeah. Can I use the one when I was this, when I left? No.
Yeah.
That reservation is canceled. You'll have to get a new reservation. So how do I do that? You're going to have to repent all over again.
Yes.
You're going to have to come to God and make a commitment again.
Yes.
You're going to have to be registered again.
Yes.
We're going to have to start you from the beginning. Say, but I know the Bible inside out. That's real good. Yes. That means you're a step ahead, but you still need to be re-registered.
Registered, yes.
You got to get back.
Back, yeah.
Because I got to get your name back in the book.
Amen.
Because the crown is reserved for people who are in the book. And the mansion is reserved for those who are in the book.
Yes.
And the eternal life and the new body is all reserved for those who are in the book.
Yes.
And all the things that God has for you that they haven't even figured out on earth, we have them yet. The things that eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, and hasn't even entered your mind. Those things are for the people who are in the book.
Yes. Yeah.
Say, but, you know, I've been around church all my life. I said, yes, I know. You've been eating the crumbs from the master's table. Your parents got blessed, you got blessed. Grandmother got blessed, you got blessed.
Yeah.
Friends got blessed, you got blessed. All you were all around church. You showed up for General Assembly. You didn't come the rest of the year, but you came for that.
Yeah.
Shook everybody's hand, and you showed up on Mother's Day. Wouldn't show up any other time, but you came for that.
Yeah.
You showed up on Christmas, you showed up on Easter, and came for that.
Yeah.
You did all those things. She said, but you were just standing around looking. You weren't. You never really came on in.
Yes.
And you didn't have, and we never did put you on the book. We started to write you down several times, and each time we started to write your name in the book, you said you weren't ready. You weren't sure you wanted to make the commitment yet. You had something else you might need to do and someplace else you might need to go.
Yes.
And so, and somehow or another, you know how it is when you procrastinate. You just never got around to it.
Yeah.
You were going to be all right with God, and you knew you need to do better, but you never got around to it. We kept saying to you, you need to make your reservation while you still can, but you just somehow never got around to it. And we don't have any spare crowns. Every crown we have here has a name on it.
Yeah.
Every seat at this table has a name on it.
Yeah.
Every mansion we've got has a nameplate.
Yeah.
Every robe belongs to somebody.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
We didn't make any extras. Either you have a reservation or you don't.
Yes.
And I like what Peter says. He says that we have an inheritance that is incorruptible and undefiled and is not going to go away, and it's reserved in heaven for us. It's already there. It's waiting. Now you have to make up your mind whether or not you're going to keep your reservation. God has done his part. He's reserved the mansion. He's reserved the crown. He's reserved the body. He's reserved everlasting life. He's reserved everything you're going to get. And to show you, as they say, and to show you good faith, you're not only going to get the life after death, we're going to make you have a good life now.
Amen.
You know how they say, if you order now, you get two?
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, if you come to God now, you get two lives. You get a better life now.
Yes.
With a house now, and land now,
yes.
And family now,
yes.
And riches now.
Yes.
And blessing now, and healing now, and not only so, but everlasting life, and all that comes along with it, and your name will be in the book.
Yeah, amen.
And when he writes it down, nobody can blot it out.
Wow,
no one can come along and tear out pages from the book. The only way they get out is when God decides you didn't take that name out.
Wow.
The Holy Ghost says, well, I'm no longer dwelling with them anymore. Take the name out. You know what it's like? The next time, you know, the devil comes and tempts you to sin, you need to say to him, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I'm not losing my reservation.
Amen.
Next time it comes around to you to decide whether you want to live holy or not, whether you want to be in the house of God or not, I'm not asking. You know what? We're not preaching that you need to live 1932 holiness, where you only wear white shirts, only wear ties, and you have to wear all black, and women have to wear dresses down to the ankle. Nobody's asking you to live like 1932.
Yes, amen.
Can't ride in the car. Don't be on that car. But I was going to, they didn't say be in the car. They said own the car. Yes. I guess it's because they were used to being on a wagon. If you're on that car, you know, nobody's saying you can't have a computer, iPad, iPhone, headphones, everything, iCar.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's saying, you know, you can't go to the beach, can't wear swimwear, can't wear jeans, can't, you know, this is not 1932, you know, requirements that, you know, of holiness we put on. We're saying the holiness that comes with the inner man. And I don't know how they got that in 1932, because they don't understand, because even in Paul's day, he told them, it's not with the outward of the braiding of hair. He didn't say that women couldn't braid their hair and put gold into it. He was saying, this is not what their glory is.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't say that they couldn't look good and do things. He never said that. You know, the holiness folk got hooked up on that and decided you need to be shamefacedness. But he never said that. He said, that's not what shows whether you're in God or not.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He says, but it's the inner person. And I've seen holiness people who are dressed holy, holy, holy. They got on the hat. They got the scarf. They got the fan. They got the dress dragging the ground. They got heels on no higher than this because they're little pump white shoes. And it's holy, holy, holy. It means a snake. And that's not what God was talking about. He said, you know, you got to have that inner.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
The reservations are for the people who are changed on the inside.
Amen. Yes.
It's for the, you know, when you don't want to forgive, you won't forgive. You know what you're saying? I don't think I need my reservation.
Yeah.
You don't want to live holy? I don't think I need my reservation.
Amen.
You can never set foot in a church. You don't need your reservation.
That's right.
You're saying, I don't want my reservation. You can never pray, because this is how they check up. There's not an appointment I have with VA. They don't send me at least several. I get at least three texts. At least three for every appointment. And each time they ask me, are you still coming?
Coming, yeah. That's right, yeah.
And I have to answer every one, I'm still coming.
Yeah.
And I dare not miss one.
Yep.
God says to us through the Holy Ghost every day, are you still coming?
Coming.
You know, when he tells you to come to prayer, he says, are you still coming?
Amen.
Time for you to get up and go to church. Are you still coming?
Yes.
When you attempted to do something you had no business doing, the Holy Ghost says, are you still, you know, are you still coming? You don't want to cancel your reservation.
No, I don't.
I've got a reservation. And then there's one more reservation. There's also this list of people that's in 1 Thessalonians and in 1 Corinthians. These are the people in Ellisburg. It's the pickup list.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you cancel your reservation, when Jesus shows up, your name is not among the people that he's coming to pick up.
Yeah.
And if you cancel your reservation, you should die before he comes. You don't, you know, how people like to talk about going to heaven and St. Peter at the gate and all that. Don't worry about St. Peter having the gate. Peter's not at the gate. No, whatever you die, saved people, when you're saved and you die, angels take you to heaven. Angels carry the soul.
Yes.
And they carry you straight to the throne. If you're on the list.
Yes.
If your name's in the book.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot to contemplate about God. And I'm not one of these hardliners that says, every time you tell a lie, you're going to hell. If every time someone told a lie they were going to hell, there would be nobody going to heaven that I know.
No, they wouldn't. Nope.
I don't know a single person who has not told a lie. Say, well, I'm sure. Oh, no, Bishop Smith. Say, you don't think so-and-so have told lies? Of course they did.
Yes, they
have done it more recent than you think.
Yes, yes.
It's not that hard to live saved.
No, it's not that hard.
You gotta keep your name in the book.
Yes.
Because it tells us in Revelations, just the opposite of If you want to talk about contrast, Minister Smith, this is a contrast between 1 Peter verse 4 and Revelation verse number 20 and 19 and 20, I think it is. You know what? This Bible gets on my nerves. It falls open when I need it to, and then when I don't need it to, it goes page by page. Revelation 20 and 15. There's an opposition in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. It's verse 4 is to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. It's talking about my reservation. And in 20, it's saying whosoever was not found in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. You want to make sure that you're not in that verse in chapter 20. You want to make sure that your name is in the book. That you don't do things. He says, he tells John in the first part of Revelation, he says, if you don't get right, he says, I'll blot your name out. Doesn't mean one of them. He says, I will blot your name out. If you don't get right, he'll blot your name out. I mean, and when God blots your name out, it doesn't even leave a smear. You know, Columbo and Sherlock Holmes and all of them, they do the little pencil thing where they do this and make and, you know, shade across and make the name show up. No, when God blots your name out, it is gone.
Oh, amen.
Mansion gone, crown gone, everlasting life gone, all that's gone. Everything that you live for, when you show up, no reservation, you're not going up. And when you come, you're not going in. And the place that you're going is to the lake of fire, and everybody's going to be trying to explain why they shouldn't go there. You know how it is? When you don't study for a test, you explain how you should have got a better grade. When you don't show up on time, you explain how everybody should have waited. You know, anytime you do anything wrong, you explain how somebody else should have done something differently. It won't work this time. If you're on your way to heaven, keep going there. Keep your name on the roll. Keep your name in the book. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness that fadeth not away. That's what Paul says. I didn't have to read that one. A crown of righteousness that fadeth not away. It's laid up. It's reserved. It's there now.
Yes. Amen.
They're not going to get busy when I die building it. It's there now. My mansion is there now.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit dwells in me now. It has every intention of changing me from mortal to immortal. He dwells in me now, and he's not going to change his mind. My inheritance will not fade away. It's incorruptible. The Spirit who dwells in me has every intent of me living forever with God. He dwells in me for that reason, so that when God the Father gives the word, he will, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, change me from mortal to immortal. There'll be no waiting. And his power is such that I don't have to stand in line behind anybody else to be changed. When you change, I'll change. And when I change, that person will change. And there's no hierarchy. So we start up here and you say, well, I'm still waiting for my change. No, we'll all be changed in a moment of twinkling of an eye. We'll all go up at the same time. I don't know how some people think they're going to go up before you. Might go up before me. You got it for me.
Yeah. That's the only way.
When I was young, by the time I was 7, I'm almost finished. I was baptized. And I was loving the Lord. I was loving the Lord 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Got to be 13, 14, you know, started slipping, doing a little stuff, whatever. My mother couldn't quite keep up with me. She was getting much older because she was my great aunt. And I wasn't hanging out with hoodlum friends, but they were just, you know, they weren't living holy like we were. And I had, and you said, well, were you ever persecuted for righteousness' sake? I was. Because Freddie and Winfrey and all them, but they used to torment me. Because we would be on our way to church on Sunday evening, and they would say, you think you better than everybody. I mean, these are my cousins. Yeah. They would cut the monkey fool.
Yeah,
that's why when I see them now, you know, I love them and everything else, but I know how you work.
Yeah.
And it's not unforgiveness, and I'm not still hurt by anything, but they cut up. They'd say to me, my mother Mary, who raised me, was really the nicest one in the family. She was really great. She took great care of us. And they were jealous of that because my Uncle Sam was their grandfather. He beat them all the time. They'd say to me, Mary, she ain't really your mother. She. And they would do what they could, say whatever they could. But I was loving God.
Yes.
And every time the church was open, we were there. Well, when my mother Mary died, then I didn't have to go anymore. And in those 16 years, I just went back and knew what started doing. I had never got to the point of being as ungodly as some people are.
Yes.
I never stopped believing in God. I just stopped serving Him.
Yes.
I lost my reservation.
Yeah, yeah.
There are a lot of people and a lot of young people, you think you can stop serving God. You might not like this church or that church, but you need to find one you like. And you need to get in so you can keep your reservation.
Yes.
You need to stay in contact with God and let Him know I'm still coming.
Yes.
So that He can tell you if you get out of line so that you can't come. And in those years, I lost that reservation. You know, I'm talking about being baptized when I was 7, but that's not the reservation number I have. I have the number that I got when I was in Faith Temple in 1982, 1983. They gave me a new number.
Yes.
I got a new reservation, and I've kept that one all these years. And it's been on shaky ground from time to time. And I've got a few pink notices that if I didn't pick up the slack, it was going to go away. And a few yellow slips came from time to time and said, hey, look, you know, you're standing on shaky ground. And if you don't firm this reservation up in so much time, we're going to cancel your reservation. And I picked up the slack and said, you know, I need to get this together. You know how it is when you get ready to lose something and they send you a notice and say, we're going to cancel this. Like every year the church has been registered, they send us a message in February that says it's time to pay you. You know, they want that $75 every year for a corporation. And then by March, if I'm not paid, they send a pink one. They say, well, we're going to unincorporate or whatever it is your church if you don't.
Yeah.
And then if they mess around and unincorporate, you have to pay about $400 to get it reincorporated.
Yes.
You have to do it all over again.
All over again.
And God says to us, when we're slipping, when you look in the window of the envelope that He's sending you, it's pink. You know by then you're lagging behind. You know, you come to church and you're angry with the preacher because the preacher's preaching a pink sermon. The reason is because you're behind. When He tells you you need to pick up the slack, you need to come on in God, and you don't like it, but it's a warning.
Yeah.
And then it'll come and it'll say, this is your last chance to keep this account alive.
Yeah.
And you get mad about it if you want to, but God's got the account, and if you won't respond to God, He will shut you down.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, He will. His mercy endure forever.
Yes.
And the benefits have a value that is far beyond anything you could ever have. It is, and He's the only one who's got it. It isn't like people say. It's not like if you don't like what God's offering, you go get another God. All the other gods are liars and knockoffs. There's only one true God.
There's one true God.
Yes. It's a reservation you want to keep.
Yes.
And if by now you found, and this is what's so nice about it, if you find out you've lost your reservation, that means you've gotten to the point where you're no longer serving God. You've been gone for a while now. You need to get a new one.
Yes.
So how hard is it to do that? It's so easy. You just get on your knees and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins again.
Again. Yes.
Wash me again.
Yes.
I want to come back again.
Yes.
And I'm going to make a commitment. I'm going to serve you with all my heart again.
Yes.
And Lord, receive me again. Yes. And the Lord will say, yes, I will.
Oh, amen. Thank you.
Yes. The angels will write your name.
Yes, amen.
Back in the book.
Amen.
Another crown will be forged for you. New robe made.
Amen.
Preparation made for you at the banquet feast.
Yes.
Everything that God has, you're back in the will. You have an inheritance again that is incorruptible and undefiled. And it's so nice about God. I'm so glad in these days because God is like this in today's terms. I like, when they ask me when I'm buying stuff, whatever, can they contact me by text or whatever? I'm glad. I'm getting older now. I'm glad they send me a text and say, this is due.
Yeah.
And this, because before they send me a bill, or shows up on my phone. Everybody sends me something that says it's going to be due here. Before I run out of minutes or data or whatever, they send me a warning. Say this is this and this is. And that's wonderful. God does it even more. The Lord says you're on the edge. You need to do better. You haven't been in service lately. And you say, well, what's so big about being in service? He's telling you your mind, your spirituality is running on E.
Yes.
And the Holy Ghost is losing the influence in your life. He's not able to influence you like he used to do. And the joy you used to have, you don't have that any longer. And it used to be when the Holy Ghost said to you, you're on shaking ground, you would do something about it. And now you say, now you're just like, you look at the Holy Ghost and tell him, forget about it.
Yeah.
I'll be all right.
I'll be all right, yeah.
After a while, they send you, you know, when they send you these texts, they also have a little slot down at the bottom to ask you if you want to opt out.
Out, yes.
And you don't, I don't want you to run out anymore. And you know what you can do with God? You can opt out.
Out, yes.
Stop coming to church. You opted out.
Yes.
Stop letting anybody ask you about being in God. You opted out.
Yes.
So how are you doing? You don't even want to hear that. You're trying to get away because you know it's going to turn around to them saying, well, you know, we miss you in church.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Lord is still a good God. And you know what you want to do? You want to opt out of all that.
Yes, yes.
I know a lot of people who opted out.
Yes.
They don't want to hear the Holy Ghost's warning anymore. They don't want to be told anymore they need to read their Bible. Yeah. They don't want to hear. And you're not reading your Bible for me. I can read for me. I know how to read. You're reading it for you.
Ooh, amen. Yes, right. Yes.
I know we pray one for another. But you need to pray for you.
Yes.
You need a relationship with God yourself.
Yes.
You need a connection with God by the Holy Ghost that keeps you connected. Your name in the book, your inheritance that's incorruptible and undefiled is tied to your communion with God.
Amen.
When you stop communing with God, then you say to God, I no longer want to be bothered.
Yes.
And in God, you do everything of your own free will. Yes. Stop thinking that people are making you live safe. We couldn't do it if we wanted to.
Yes.
If we wanted to make you live safe, we could not do that. Yes. You have to choose that on your own.
Amen.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Just like when we do all these, when I rent a car and they have this loan sheet, I have to initial each time I decline something. I decline this waiver. I decline that insurance. I decline.
Yeah.
I can't just say, well, you know, it's on there and I don't want it. I have to, they make me state I don't want it.
Yes.
And God, you do the same thing.
Yes.
When you've been called to God, you say you don't want to come, you're saying, I decline.
Yes.
So you want to come to prayer? I don't have time for prayer. I decline.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking for you in church, but you know what? I worked all week last week, and hey, you know, Sunday's my only day of rest. I decline.
Yes.
And then when you get sick, and they say you're not going to live, now you're wondering about your reservation. Let me scramble around here and see if I can find my reservation. Yes. I wrote it down on something. I got a number here somewhere.
Yeah. Yes.
No, do like Elvis Smith. Now, Elvis Smith and I, we get to a point when we had stuff from ourselves in the house, we can't find it. You know what we do? We just go buy it all over again. So by the time we find it, it's just easy to go buy it.
That's,
you know what
good.
You need to do if you're not sure about your reservation? Just go make another
one. Yep, that's right.
Just go to God and say, Lord, I just need to start all over again.
Yeah, yes.
I don't know if I'm still... Say, are you still safe? I don't know if I am or not. That's a good time to get a new reservation. I used to live holy. I used to be saved. Are you saved now? If Jesus came back today, would you go back with him? Well, you know, I'm not sure now. Then you need to, right now, make sure.
Yes, amen.
Stop searching yourself to see if you're still saved, because if the Holy Ghost is there, you know.
Yes.
You don't wonder. If you're wondering whether or not the Holy Ghost dwells in you or not, he's not there.
Yeah, that's right.
Because when he's there, he lets you know.
Yes.
Matter of fact, as I'm preaching right now, if he's there, he's saying to you, he's talking to you.
Yes. Yes.
If he's there right now, he's saying to you, you need to do better.
Yes. Yes.
If he's there, he's saying right now, you want what God has.
Yes.
If he's there, he's saying to you right now, the word of God is true.
Mm-hmm.
If he's there, and if all these things, and you're still saying, I don't know if I need to do something, you know, like, so why aren't you spending one? You know, you need to come back to church. You know, church didn't work too well for me. You've lost your reservation.
Yes.
Because now you're blaming church, and it's not church.
Mm.
Promised church does not have an inheritance that's incorruptible and undefiled,
sure,
reserved for you.
Amen.
No church on earth has that.
Amen.
That's God.
That's God.
And when a good church, when we ask you to come to church, we're asking you to come to God.
Yes.
Not asking you to come to me.
Yes.
Come to God.
Yes.
I called up some people this week. I was advertising this week. I called up one person. I called up for the third time.
ask him to come over tonight. Maybe he'll come Sunday. And I keep sending out people, keep saying, why don't you come to God? And they keep saying back to me, no, not interested. Now, when I go up, I guess they'll be interested.
Yeah.
And then some of them will probably be tribulation saints. But I'm telling you now, get in, as they say on TV, get in on this offer now.
Yes.
While supply lasts.
Yes. Amen.
This offer is not going to last forever.
Yes. Amen.
Henceforth is laid up for us a crown of righteousness that fadeth not away. Or as Peter says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Reserved. Everybody standing. Reserved in heaven. I was listening to the old song the other day when Elder Russell was here, and Sister Barbara Ellis and all this was it. I pulled up this old song, I Got My Ticket.
Yeah.
It's an old song, but I understand the idiom.
Yes.
I understand what it means. I got my ticket. Can I ride?
Yes.
Ride away to heaven. Yes. That's what it was. That's all the words to the refrain of the song. I got my ticket. Can I ride? And we need to all start thinking. I said, do you have your ticket?
Amen.
You know, and if you do, don't lose it.
Yeah, amen.
You know, hang on to it. Guard your salvation. So the Bible said that, yes, it says, make your calling and election sure.
Yes. Amen.
Guard your salvation. Make sure you don't lose it. You're going to need it.
Yes.
You need it now.
Yes.
But you're going to need it even more. All the things that people do, they halfway come in, halfway out. Hey, you know, when we're caught up, people are going to scramble
to
get right with God, and it's going to be rough.
Yeah.
Father, I come before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Lord, wash us in the precious blood of Jesus. Wash every one of us. Lord, wash me, oh God. Strengthen me with might by your Spirit. In the inner man, O Lord. And Lord, for all the things that I do, and the way that I am, and the way that we are, and the things that we do, Lord, that risk canceling our reservation, throwing away the things that are reserved for us, O God. Lord, help us, O Lord. Keep us in the love of God, O Lord. Lord, keep us by the power of God. Lead us and guide us in Jesus' name. Lord, make a way. Lord, let us know what great treasure we have dwelling in us in the Holy Spirit, O God. Lord, let it be something, Lord. Let it be someone, Lord, that we hold on to with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, and all our strength. And Lord, have mercy on those that we're reaching out to, Lord. Lord, give them a mind to come to the house of God. For all those who were in the house of God, and Lord, who have pulled back, O Lord. Lord, give us a word that will cause them not to draw back any longer. Lord, give us a word to turn them around. Lord, Jesus hasn't changed their mind. They might have changed their mind, but Jesus hasn't changed his mind. He's still coming back, oh God. Lord, give us a word to remind them that Jesus hasn't changed his mind. Lord, that he's still coming. Lord, that so many of them are caught up in the way of the world. Lord, let them know, Lord, that I have not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has in store for us. That means there's so much greater than the earth, oh God. Lord, give us a word for the weary in season.
Yes.
Give us a word that will change their mind. Lord, strengthen all of us. Lord, that we'll begin more earnestly to be in God, and more earnestly to be in the word of God, and be about the things that be of God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Drive all the darkness from our hearts and from our minds. Lord, drive away the darkness that is not sin, but the darkness of callousness.
Yes.
Lord, the darkness that we have in our minds, Lord, where we just aren't faithful, oh God, at times. And the way we handle the gospel so shabbily, oh God. Lord, help us, oh God, strengthen us with might by your Spirit that we would do better, oh God.
Yes.
Lord, that we would be at least sort of as diligent about going to heaven as you are about coming to get us.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, we'll give you glory, we'll give you honor. Lord, heal the sick tonight, Lord. Lord, I thank you for hearing for Kim. I'm glad that you got her through that grave illness, oh God, and she still lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for getting Elvis Smith through it. Thank you for Ella T. Angela Rogers, for all those, Lord, that you're keeping, because you keep on keeping us, oh God. And Lord, I pray that you just bless every one of us. Lord, remember Ella Russell's sister Sister Russell's sister down in Louisiana, oh God. Lord, for all the things that you would give up, make sure you're not one of them, oh God. Lord, touch your heart that you not be one of them. For all the things in life that she probably should let go or have it, should do it. Lord, I pray, Lord, you give her mind that you're not one of them. Lord, I pray, Lord, draw her nigh, oh God, by the word of God. By the wisdom that comes down from above that is first of all pure. Lord, then peaceful and kind and gentle, oh God. Lord, draw her to the foot of the cross. All those who would be with her, be like her, oh God. Lord, bless Yuri tonight. Lord, bless Sister Howard. Lord, bless all the people of God tonight. Hold us close to you, oh God. Keep us in the love of God. By the precious Holy Spirit. Lord, let none fall away. For Lord, you said that you told Jesus that none could pluck you out of his hands, oh God. But we can leave of our own accord. Give us a mind to stay, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we'll give you all the glory and all the honor. Lord, watch over Timaeus and all the children during the summer. Lord, they're out of schools. Lord, I pray, Lord, keep them and keep them by your care and your keeping. Lord, keep the Gamble kids and all the Griffin kids and all of them. Wherever they are, oh Lord, don't let any evil befall them, oh Lord. Keep them from evil people, for Lord, there is much evil going out into the world. Lord, watch over them, keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger in Jesus' name. And Lord, we'll give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for his goodness and his mercy tonight. Thank God for all of you. Good to see you. I pray the Lord will bless you real good. Keep you in Jesus' name.